This is the Dana Holgorsen Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Chastang Ford, Damaris Barbecue, and HRMP. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Lance and Coach Dana Holgorsen.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Sorry, we're working on getting Dana in here. Apologize for the delay there. But we are getting the coach to get in here. And as the man told you, brought to you by Chastang Ford. The great people over there. Love them. Love them. Mike Holly and HRMP doing just doing great things. Another big Coug supporter, HRMP. And Damaris Barbecue. There's another big Coug supporter, all the Damaris brothers over there at Damaris Barbecue. So, if you're looking to get the barbecue or the Mexican, and as Dana says, the best Mexican food in the city is at Damaris, or you're looking for that that Ford car or truck, or you got a business and you need people to get paid, we love them because they write our checks every couple of weeks right here at Gal Media and been doing it for years, and they're spectacular. So where can I get Dana in here? They lost 31-24. They really played well, up 14-7 at the half, and they had Washington State stifled.
So much better defensively. Oh, you did have a brand new quarterback. I mean, they had some – Washington State's working some things out, but boy, what a difference.
Well, they
between
already
game
had
one
a couple
three.
Of games to work stuff out. Anthony Gordon is an 80% guy, and he was 36 of 48 in this game. Anthony Gordon has got his – I think he's got it already. He's in tune. He came in, like I said, 80%. Now it's a ball control offense. It's a lot of quick throws, a lot of easy throws. You know, but 80% is something. And he was 75% in this game, and had just 7 points at the half. So Cougs did a really, really good job. Where is Washington State in your mind in the Pac-12?
The Pac-12 is just not good. Probably
they're near the top.
Washington's way up, is going to be way up there again because they always are.
Except they lost to Cal.
Smashed Hawaii, but big deal.
Yeah.
I would say probably around third.
Yeah,
probably around third, what third or fourth. Their defense
the
is
Utes.
Pretty good. Utah's always well coached. Utah's always a factor. If you sleep on Utah, they'll smack you. They're going to be very, very physical.
Washington's
going to
be a factor.
You know, those teams have a – I want to talk to Coach about this. Let's bring on the head coach of the University of Houston Cougars, Dana Holgorsen, right now. And, we're just talking about your game against Washington State and some of the Pac-12 teams. It is interesting that once a head coach is established long enough, you kind of know what their identity is. You really know. Like, Utah's got a clear-cut identity almost no matter who the coach is. That's the university's football identity. What do you want your identity to be there at University of Houston? Who do you think you are from an offensive and defensive standpoint when people look at University of Houston?
I think we want to be able to be like a real tough football team. I think we're obviously a little bit of a work in progress right now. And the thing that I've learned is your schemes can change a little bit based on what your personnel is. But if you're not tough and if you're not attacking, then you're not really going to be any good. And I think that's the one thing that we made big strides with last week. I do think we played physical, and that was the one comment that Mike and Washington State had after the game was, you guys are playing hard, and you're really physical up front. We were able to run the ball on them because we're physical up front. And then defensively, we did, when we got to the ball, we did a good job of tackling. We tackled with some force. So schemes, I think, will change. But if you're a tough football team, a physical football team, then you're going to have a chance to be successful.
Dan Holgorsen here, brought to you by HRP, Chastang Ford, Damaris Barbecue on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I mean, 39 rushes and 24 passes, Dana. Is that now you're a 50-50 guy, and people I think people still think of you as air raid guy and all that, but you have to be a tough football team if you're going to run that much.
Well, we're pretty big and physical up front. We got, I think, two really good running backs, and then if you want to count the Eric in that, we got three really good running backs. It's just kind of who we are right now. It's what we're most successful with. A lot of that stuff are RPOs, and so the ability, the option to be able to run it or pass it is there, and that's just going to be dictated by what the defense is doing. We're going to make them account for those guys in the backfield. And, once the timing continues to improve in the passing game and, the pass protection, right now we're a little better run blockers than we are pass blockers up front. So, the defenses somewhat dictate what we're going to do when it comes to that. I'm interested in this weekend against Tulane. They load up the box and they play a lot of man coverage, so that's going to probably force us to put the ball in the air a little bit more. So, I've got to be multiple if we want to be where we want to offensively. We're going to have to be multiple. Right now, it's just we're having a little bit more success running the ball than we are.
Yeah, well, and you run the ball, and you kept Leach's offense off the field. I mean, was that that had to be part of the game plan going in?
It was. I was going to sub a lot, and Derek was going to get over the ball and kind of get an idea of what the defense was going to do. That takes that play clock down quite a bit, So, ironically enough, he did that a lot in the first half as well. He wasn't pushing the tempo at all. We had three possessions. They had four in the first half. I don't know if that's ever happened. And, our guys made comment, it felt like we're playing Navy out there, because they control the clock so much. But we were wanting to do that a little bit. Obviously, they're a pretty powerful offensive football team. But, it's interesting, and it's the first time I've gone against him in quite some time, and he really works that clock, and he gets those quarterbacks to really identify where the space is and what the defensive plan is, and then they ID the front and do a great job of blocking whatever front or blitz that you got up front, and then he just sits back there and picks the open guy and ends up delivering it. So our plan was to play back and make them find holes. They did that for the most part. I thought we did a decent job on third down, which got them off the field at times. And second half defenses, I thought, played better and forced more punts, which were more possessions.
I want to ask you about pace and ID in the front, something you talked about for your quarterback, or really for you guys on the sideline a lot of times. There's the idea that you can go faster, which keeps a team in more of a base concept. They can't do as much. If a team likes to be exotic, they're not able to do it as much. But then there's the other side of that where it becomes a cat and mouse game where, you have to wait it out for teams that do like to disguise some of their coverages. And I know it happens maybe a little more in college in pros than college. But can you talk about waiting out defensive front so that they have to show themselves before the snap and maybe varying your snap count and when you're getting up to the ball and snapping so that they can't be as – you're not as predictable so that defenses can't, kind of trick your quarterbacks?
Yeah, I've found where you want to vary those tempos as much as you can. That's the hardest thing to defend. There's an element to going fast and defenses not being able to handle that was really successful for me 10 years ago. When I was here, we went super lightning fast and defenses didn't know what to do with it. I just think so many people do it now that defensive coordinators are pretty good with it and can get calls in there pretty quick and they can get lined up quick. They're used to it. They know what plays they're going to go to or what calls they're going to go to, what fronts, what blitzes, what coverages, and they can get them called pretty quick. So, kind of defeats the purpose of doing that unless you're in a two-minute situation. Now, you got to be able to have the ability to do it, and we can certainly do so. Some of our drives, two of the last three games, against Oklahoma in a two-minute situation, we went right down and scored, and against Washington State, we did as well. So maybe we should do it more. We have the ability to be able to do that. I'm talking so much with our group about efficiency, and that's what Mike does. That's what Coach Leach does. He's all about efficiency. He wants to make sure that they know exactly what they're doing and get things ID'd the right way and then execute the right way. The only way you can execute and be efficient, you know, is to make sure that everybody knows what to do and they know how to attack what they're going to get. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And, you know, I just think you got to be able to have a variation of both and be able to be successful whatever tempo you're going to do.
There were so many plays in that football game, Dana, that obviously the hold on Derek's run, that was just huge. And he's blocking downfield. He's trying to make a block, but he's holding. And that comes back. But I thought one of the biggest plays of the game, and I don't know if a lot of people know, but Blake Gideon is on your staff. And there's a one play in his history that will never be forgotten, the Texas Tech play when he had the ball tipped to him and he dropped it. And I thought that was pretty close to what happened to Grant Stewart. If he comes up with that football, you guys had Washington State pinned back. They're on their own 3-yard line. He throws one out into the flat. The ball goes up in the air, and Grant has it and just can't come up with it. And if he comes up with that ball, I mean, that's how close you guys were to possibly winning that football game.
Yeah, we were a couple plays away. I mean, it was a competitive football game that lasted four quarters, and I think our guys fought hard. You know, Washington State was pretty fired up to play. You know, they got a good ball club. They've won, I think, 14 out of the last 16 games that they've lined up and played. So something's going right there. And you know, Mike's won 9-10 games every year. They've been in the top 20 for a long time. So that's a good team. And you know he's been there 8 years. So what they do is what they do, and they're used to it and they're good at it. So I do think we were a couple plays away. I hesitate to put it on one or two plays. There's it's a long game. You know, there's 150 snaps in that game or whatever it was, and a lot of things could have went a little bit, but we're getting our guys in position to be able to make those plays. We got to continue to learn from what we did. If I can keep getting these guys to play with this kind of effort and, you know, the energy that we had, I think things will turn here pretty quick. But yeah. We were real close. You know, unfortunately, we didn't get it done. That's a game that we really wanted to win. Everybody really wanted to win it. We're not into this moral victory thing. We're 1-2. It sucks, but we gotta keep plugging away and keep working to get on the winning track.
Dana Holgorsen with us here, brought to you by one of our sponsors, Chastang Ford. You're driving that Expedition. It is just beautiful, isn't it? And is it? I mean, you Coug fans need to go if they're going to get themselves a Ford. Dana, where do they go?
They go to Chastang Ford. There's no doubt, east side of town. I was a little late getting in here. I apologize, but you know when you're sitting in traffic in Houston, especially on a rainy day and rush hour and all that, when you're in a car like that, it really doesn't matter. You know, and I apologize for making you wait a minute, but not really. So Chastang's do a great job.
They do an unbelievable job. I got mine there. I'm part of the Chastang family. You can be part of the Chastang family. Hey, it's just 5 minutes from downtown. I mean, it's one of the best-kept secrets. They've been in business since 1933. Three generations of Chastangs doing it right. They are the Ford truck experts. They do more commercial Ford truck than anybody in this city. So if you need that commercial, or, you know, I picked mine up there. Dana has picked his up there. Any kind of truck or vehicle that you need, go see the great people over at Chastang Ford. It's on 610. It's at Homestead, not Hempstead, Homestead, just two exits east of 59. It's Chastang Ford.